This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Bot War, where things have become unbearably dense! And that's just our annual round of contract negotiations with the network, right, Chip?
That's right, Shorty. The scintillating sticking point this time being the tested temperature of the water in our lavish luxury jacuzzis. But let's get straight back to the action.
Take that! And that! And that! You're going down! You're toast!
No retreat, no surrender, sir!
Fire! Take them down! We have them! Let's show them the meaning of war!
I will annihilate you! I will exterminate without mercy! I will wipe out every particle of your existence!
I love the smell of mayhem in the morning. It smells like victory!
Stop firing! Stop firing!
Right, everyone gather around. I'm gonna get to the bottom of our saboteur problem. I've been digging around in Putch's office, and I found the lie detector machine he uses for when we hand in our expenses and overtime requests. And I'm gonna use it on everyone here. We'll soon find out who the culprit is.
You want us all to take a lie detector test?
I certainly do.
How do we know it's not you, GD?
Well, I'll take the lie detector test, too. That way you'll all know I can be trusted.
Sounds fair enough, GD. Why don't you go first?
No problem. You'll have to activate the polygraph machine. Attach the wires to my solenoids, press the green button marked Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire, and then you can ask me any question you want.
Okay, I've attached the wires. Now all I have to do is throw the switch, right?
That's right.
Okay, here we go, Pinocchio.
Ah, that stung.
Well, they say the truth hurts, GD. What just happened?
The machine malfunctioned. It's been sabotaged.
That's mightily convenient. It certainly lets you off the hook. Que custodiet ipsos custodes, GD. Who watches the watchman, eh? Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to watch Bot War.
Blast it. This saboteur has really annoyed me now. I've obviously come up against a formidable enemy. Cunning and devious mind. Professor Moriarty to my Sherlock Holmes. Well, I know you're out there. You can run, but you can't hide.
Wow, Chip! That was extraordinary! Have we ever witnessed a more brutal exchange of fire in the history of Bot War?
I don't think we have, Shorty. And for a fact, I know that we've never seen such a close-range battle take place between two teams in which, unbelievably, not a single shot hit the target. Can you believe that? They missed every single time.
They're undoubtedly the worst shots I've ever seen, Chip. And they may be the worst navigators, too.
That's right, we ought to remind our audience at home that this incredible battle started when both teams accidentally walked into each other while they were both looking in entirely the wrong direction.
They bumped right into each other, Chip, which meant that they had absolutely no choice but to commence firing whilst they dive for cover. What fantastic entertainment they're providing for us today!
Halt! Who goes there?
I have been ordered to be on the lookout for three robots or droids. You are three robots or droids. Yes, they are. R2. Yes. No, he's not. Not. Not.
Excelsior, move in. Kill them. Yes, Captain Putch. You've walked right into my trap.
I shall obliterate the enemy with my ultimate weapon. You will be exterminated with extreme prejudice. And then, the whole galaxy will know the true might of Excelsior!
I suppose you're wondering why I've gathered you all here today.
But you haven't gathered us all here, GD. We were here already, engrossed in the program. You only said that because you think it makes you sound like Hercule Poirot.
Look, who's been conducting this investigation, eh, fathead? Me or you?
Oh, well, a point taken.
Right. I've been tracking down our saboteur, and I've found him.
Really? Then who is it?
If I hadn't missed some vital clues early on in my investigation, I would have caught him sooner. You see, first there was the clue of the...
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Don't take all day about it, GD. Just tell us who it is before the show comes back on.
Yeah, GD. Tell us who it is. The suspense is killing me. Or maybe it's these suspenders I'm wearing.
I don't know why I even bother. Okay, then. The saboteur who's been willfully damaging equipment aboard the Titan One is...
Want my Armageddon bear? Want my bear?
Bundles.
Shush, Bundles. GD is about to tell us something very important, and we want him to get it over with as soon as possible.
No. Bundles is the saboteur.
What?
The baby bot is your master criminal? Are you nuts?
Yes. I mean, no, I'm not nuts. The culprit really is Bundles, and he's not a master criminal. He's just been doing what comes naturally to a toddler. Particularly a combat bot toddler. He's been following in his father's footsteps, breaking things, causing destruction, general mayhem.
Well, that's one mystery solved. Well done, GD.
Want my Armageddon bear? Want my Armageddon bear?
Come here, Bundles. Have you been causing havoc aboard the Titan One? Who's a clever boy, then? Who's a oochie-coochie clever little baby bot, then?
Fire at them! Excelsior, fire!
Engaging ultimate weapon. Firing ultimate weapon. Now! Malfunction! Malfunction! Ultimate weapon will not fire!
Merde!
You're right. I can see something stuck in there.
Yes, I suppose we will, Captain Putch. That is, until we next meet on the battlefield.
So, Putch, what's jamming Excelsior's ultimate weapon anyway? Hutch, what's that? It looks like...
Armageddon Bear! Armageddon Bear! Daddy's got Armageddon Bear!
Huh. must have put it inside Excelsior's ultimate weapon and forgotten about it. The saboteur strikes again.
I don't think it was exactly the crime of the century, G.D.
A bit anticlimactic, if you ask me.
Well, I suppose you have a point. It's not exactly murder on the Orion Express, is it? But you know, that can be arranged.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 211B, Bot War, Part 2, written by Vince Staden, which starred in order of appearance. Jack Ward as Short Shorty Circuit, Andrew Dorfman as Chip Malfunction, Joe Thomas as Putch, Captain John Tatterzak as Payload, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Targetbot, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Ted Gray as Excelsior, Sally Wiggett as Corporal Cannon Fodder, Ellie Hirschman as GD, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Sally Wiggett as Squeak, and Ted Gray as Bundles. I think Briscoe was in there somewhere, but the title theme was written and composed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Firstcom. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Incidentally, the series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. For more information, please email us at dark21@yahoo.com. Hey, I'm an old bot. What do you want? Perfection? You're not going to find it here. We can set your mind at ease by reporting that no Armageddon Bear toys were harmed during the making of this audiogram. Thank you very much. Join us next time as our journey through Season 2 does indeed continue with an exciting excursion we like to call Master Quiz 3000. It's one of our better ones. Take it or leave it. Like it if you don't. I don't care. This is the Creditor signing off, and thankful that this bloated misadventure is finally over.
Copyright 2011, Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved.